Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
This is Nathan from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming live at 9 o'clock. Looking forward for this. And I've been looking for her. Here she go. Yeah, she put me on the spot tonight, y'all. She didn't clock in to after 9 o'clock. I was on pins.
I apologize. I apologize for rolling in this late hour after 9. I was trying my best to get off of the phone. We got such an exciting, all these miracles breaking out. We had farmhouse this weekend, and the farmer is so ecstatic because he's had pain in his back for years.
Uh-huh.
And he stuck this meeting on a light and stuck it on his back, and that years of pain went away.
Wow.
We are rejoicing with his family tonight that he's feeling better and he's pain-free. And
wow.
I tell you what, all of us need to rediscover the nano, even though it was never engineered to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. I tell you what, it has been amazing when you put it on an area of pain, how it's relieving symptoms of pain. And it's just wonderful to hear in people's experiences of renewed health and renewed hope. And so I have been running all day today. And I thank you, Nathan. You are just really outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. This is Dr. Lally with the Archangel of the City, Mr. Jonathan, Pastor Jonathan Hill. We call him Nathan on the spot. He is such an extraordinary man of God who is just bringing the good news to everybody out there. Bringing the good news and the word of knowledge to help people empower their lives for change. And it's rare that we have men like him in the world today who are really community-oriented. We have to work to keep our community strong, and truly with him it's a labor of love. He's been sponsoring this radio show now going on 3 years, and because of his labor of love, he's helped us to get the word out about these BioSmart solar technologies and how they are helping to, they are highly effective in mitigating indoor toxins, and they are highly effective in biobalancing, you know, our living spaces so we can not just live well, but we can live healthy and live well. And I am just so grateful for his labor of love and his work tonight. And we were talking, last week was really powerful because I was so full of emotion and faith. And we talked about taking the knee to pray for our nation. We talked about the many sacrifices that are being made in communities to keep our children safe and to keep our communities healthy and strong. And so we're going to continue our legacy of talking about environmental safety and healthy smart homes. I want to bring attention to the call that we got from the farmer this week, because they had brought a house and it was next to power lines, and they had relatively reasonably good health. They were missionaries. They had traveled all over the world, and they wanted to come to this small farming community because it was a great place to live. Didn't cost a lot of money to live there. Taxes were reasonable. And they bought this farm next to a field that was full of power transformers and antennas. They also bought a house that had the breaker box in the master bedroom. And we saw something. This is kind of a log cabin house. We saw something that I hadn't seen before, and that was the way this floor plan was laid out. Usually when you have a utility closet, you have the utility closet on the external wall or in the basement or in the utility room. This is the first time I've ever seen a utility closet in an interior space It was between the kitchen. It was in the wall between the kitchen and the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was structured so that the head of the bed in the master bedroom was back to the furnace and the hot water tank.
Wow.
And the breaker box was also in the master bedroom.
Yep.
And it was across from the bed, and it approximated the furnace. So if you would draw an arrow, shoot an arrow from the electrical socket into, if you shoot it north, it would go into the furnace. And so when we began to look at the vibration this was creating in the master bedroom, the husband, the farmer, had all of the sinus problems. The sinus was so congested, he was on a panel of medications, and they couldn't get him inflamed sinus. He got to the point where he couldn't even sleep in the room. He slept out on the back porch.
Wow.
His wife had had a stroke. She was nonverbal, and she was so weak from the stroke, and her head approximated the furnace. His head approximated the hot water tank, literally 6 inches away from his head was a hot water tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so this house, when we checked the microsurge in this house, the microsurge should be below 40 BMUs of radiation. This house was 1,579 and surged all the way up to 1,700. That's right. Ooh. I said 1,579, and it surged all the way up to a little over 1,700 or 1,700. That is high enough to create great assault on the body and make the blood vessels swell. And every problem that they had, stroke, not being able to speak, weakness, sinus problems, both of them had pacemakers, to literally have been caused by this house. So when you're looking for a house, you want to note where the where the breaker box is. If it's in the master bedroom, you might want to think about that and keep looking. If you look for a house and the utilities are in the middle of the house, approximating a bedroom, you might want to keep looking. Even though the house was beautiful, the landscaping was picturesque, it may have cost them the quality of their life. We tell people all the time, get your heads off the wall. If you have electrical infrastructure in the wall, get your head off the wall and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. We went in there, their walls and the electric system was highly responsive to our balanced technologies and our filtration system. And so the radiation level went from like 1,700 all the way down to between 13 and 22. So that was pretty great that it happened so quickly. And you could almost see the lights got brighter. And, you know, they begin to feel better because the house, we took down the static in the house. It was no longer tasing them. And so our saga continues. It's not, we are not alone. This environmental quest is becoming a nationwide effort, and doctors are beginning to champion the subject matter. We have doctors now knocking on the door of Donald Trump asking him not to disband the Environmental Protection Agency, but rather to include environmental health care in Obamacare so we can decrease the health disparities that are coming against our people. And that's a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful legacy for our president to give to the world, and that is a quest to have safer indoors and a method to do it that's cost-effective. And so I want to thank everybody that's interrupted their schedule to tune in tonight. Special thanks to our Canadian family. I did talk to Rod a few days ago, and he sounded strong and gave me some more insights to some of the projects that he was managing. And I just want to keep everybody, keep him lifted up for his strength. And to Mario, who is just so amazing. He has so much insight in using this nanotechnology, retrofitting farms and retrofitting the people of Canada. And I'm always grateful for the news that he brings us. To Lynn, who is the angel of mercy up there in Canada, he's helping people in the community. Such a strong sense of community there, and keeping the neighbors strong and educating people about safer indoors. I'm just so grateful to the Quest. To my colleagues at Columbia University, I thank you for your continued support. To my colleagues on Capitol Hill, you're awesome. You know, we've got three people that donated their houses so we can retrofit on Capitol Hill. We've got a house that is we just did in the Howard University area that you can see the Capitol building from their front porch or from the back porch. We're getting closer and closer. It was a $1 million house. And the lady that we did it, she had colon cancer. She's now in remission. She has outlived her siblings. And so we are great. She loves her BioSmart house. And everybody's getting younger and younger and better looking. So we're getting a lot of praise reports from these houses in the nation's capital. So, you know, Jonathan, how you doing with your solar down in South Carolina?
Oh, man. If I can just, every time I sit in it, I'm out like a light.
Oh, man.
You talking about.
It does relax me.
Oh, yes. Goodness. Yeah, I had to move it again, so I don't move it a little further away this time. And so.
Okay. So you just got it on another part of the house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
on the mirror, too. So.
That's fabulous. I'm just so impressed with all the miracles and all the testimonies that are coming forth with this technology. And I hope for the future. Because we got some exciting projects coming up. My congratulations to the professors at Penn State and at Allegheny College and at the University of North Carolina Central, or North Carolina Central University is the proper way to say that. Shaw University, who are recipients of this year's Black History Achievement Awards, and will be getting citations from the governor of Pennsylvania. I'm so excited to be participating in that activity. It's always wonderful to see. And two of those people are working with us with the environmental health campaign, so we are so fond of what they're doing and how they're doing it. So I have been literally running all day. And I don't want to keep everybody long tonight, but I did want to take the time to thank everybody and to let everyone know that we have miracles in the community, and our communities are stronger because you care, you dare to care, and you care to share this Quest. And you can get download the booklet from the Center for Disease Control, Developing a Healthy Home, or the nationwide call to action from the Office of the Surgeon General. They have booklets to guide you in developing a healthy home. They don't talk about nanotechnology for retrofitting. We'll be in the next chapters that are written because we're highly effective and being able to enhance the air quality, increase the oxygen in the water, mitigate the static in all systems of energy, and give people an environment that's conducive for nurturing your health. And that's what's so wonderfully exciting about everything that's taking place tonight. and in the world today is that we have solutions for this. And every week we've been coming for bringing you new testimonies and new procedures. But my word to you is get your head off the wall. Do not put your head or the heads of your children in any on any electrical socket within 3 feet of a wall, because kids are getting cysts on the brain. I met a young woman that was going into surgery, 20 years old, with a cyst on the brain. I said, on the left side of the brain, I said, what wall do you sleep near? She said, well, the left side of my head is near the wall. I said, well, where's the electric socket at on the back of your bed? She said, almost directly in back of my head. So these are things we have to start paying attention to. Is your bed on top of an electric socket? Because if it is, you might need to consider moving it or definitely sleeping with your head at the foot of the bed. And it's just something we have to do. Now that we know better, we can do better. And everybody is talking about this environmental health process. So be encouraged. Be informed. Let's go out here and get it done. And I'll have more strength. I have been rolling. I've been in 5 states in 3 days.
Wow.
And so we'll have more strength to talk to you about some incredible things. We have some amazing things going on in the world today, I'm telling you. Some amazing things. Let's pray for our nation, because there's so much duress in the world. And that's where I want to leave you tonight, with a blessing over our nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak the blessings. And I thank you that our Congress has convened. Congress has convened a foundation, an environmental education foundation, so that children from kindergarten up to 12th grade can now start participating in activities to decrease their exposure to environmental toxins and make the world a better place to live in. And so, Father God, we thank you for our Congress. We lift up our president to you. We ask you to strengthen him and help him to be safe and make good, sound decisions for the welfare of this country. Bless his family. Bless his grandchildren. Now, we lift up ourselves, our lives to you. But we're asking you that the president continue in the quest to support healthier environments, healthy homes, smart homes, and continue to fund these initiatives that are reducing our exposure to radioactive gases and chemicals in the air and biobalancing our environment so we can live and not die. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We decree it is now, and it is so. Amen.
Amen.
So, Pastor Hill, I love and celebrate you, and thank you so much for your
support.
And we're going to have a lot more to talk about next week, a special guest on the air. And so for tonight, I'm saying good night, and we'll talk to everyone.
One question.
Go ahead.
Did y'all find the young lady?
We have not found Nora yet.
Oh, my
Nora
God.
Left New York en route to Los Angeles. Something happened when she got to Chicago. We don't know what happened.
We
just believe in God that somebody knows something and that she's going to come up safe. She is a supermodel, and she was a former Ebony fashion model. And she is a songwriter. She's written for Michael Jackson, for Brandy. I mean, some of their top hits, and been very successful as a writer. And so we just thank God that she is safe and she's protected. And that's what we trust in God to get us through. So I've been up until 3 or 4 o'clock at night with her mother, who is my first cousin. My mother and her grandmother were sisters.
Okay.
So, you know, it's never easy to know your child, no matter what, how old they are. They're missing, or they're in trouble and despair. Because you sense that, you feel that with them.
Yes. Okay.
So, I am just continuing to believe God that He is faithful and He's going to allow her to be found sooner rather than later.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So, if you don't mind, you could, would you pray for her for the family?
Lord God, as we come together right now, not only this family, Lord God, but there's other families out there too that have relatives and loved ones that's been missing, and nobody can find them. We asking right now, Lord God, that this come to an end. That curse that has been placed upon this nation, this world, I ask for it to come to an end. All this sex trafficking, I ask to move those people out of the way, Lord God, and put new people in positions that will go in there and clean them up and put these people back into their homes. Give our children back to their families, Lord God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with that precious Holy Spirit that lives within us. I ask the Holy Spirit right now to rise up like it never did before and shield her and protect her in a time of need. Amen.
Amen, man of God. May God bless your family and protect them and keep them in
may
the name
God
of Lord
bless
Jesus.
Your family.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Peace.
And so
peace,
we got,
peace.
You know, it's just so encouraging to see these farmers. You know, this farmer had this pain for 40 more than 40 years, and within 10 minutes it was gone.
Wow.
He was so to take a house from 1,500 BMUs of radiation all the way down to less than 20 is just miraculous.
I know that's right. Yes, it is.
Please give my regard to Ida, and we will be back on this show next week.
Surely will.
Lifting up the light and lifting up the hope and guiding people to a way to have safe homes.
That's it. Yes.
All right, man of God. I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay, woman of God.
Okay.
Keep in your house.
And yours also.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Yeah. spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh! Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah.